With a new party chairman in place, House Republicans will return to their legislative agenda next week. Both parties took pause this past week after the shooting attack on Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Republicans postponed their vote to repeal the 2010 health care law, and calls were heard for less rancor in congressional politics. Their annual retreat yesterday in Baltimore, House Republicans talked about how they'll proceed. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
There were plenty of reminders of the past week's events at this retreat, starting with the large numbers of police and security posted at the meeting hotel. Congressman Peter Roskam of Illinois said the solemn tone was especially pronounced among the 80-plus lawmakers in the freshman class.
There is a seriousness of purpose that has come with their presence. There's no hubris. There's no triumphalism. There's no chest thumping. These are people who have come to accomplish something.
Last year's House GOP retreat was a freewheeling, televised event. President Obama was invited and very nearly stole the show with 90 minutes of verbal scuffles with his host. Mr. Obama was not invited this time, and this year's meeting was not televised. But among those who did speak were Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker, and Frank Luntz, the Republican pollster and message man. Both brought back memories of 1995, when they had just engineered a party takeover of Congress. This time, though, Republicans were playing down their newfound power. Here's GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
We as Republicans do not control this federal government, the other party does.
Another one of the weekend speakers who had a hand in that earlier takeover, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, reiterated the point.
There was a time in 1995 when a lot of people in America seemed to think that we were running the government. In fact, there were some Republicans in Congress who seemed to think we were running the government. I can remember the statement somebody made that Bill Clinton was irrelevant. Well, the Democrats control the Senate. They control the presidency. So we're not running the government. We're not going to be able to, but we can try to stop bad things.
This time, the emphasis is on managing post-election expectations. Republicans here said the vote to repeal the health care law is important, even if Democrats in the Senate and the White House refuse to go along. Looming just ahead are difficult votes on fiscal issues. The short-term resolution funding the government through this March will force a debate as Republicans seek to make good on a pledge to cut $100 billion in spending. The government is also approaching its self-imposed debt ceiling, which will need to be raised once again if America is to continue borrowing and honor its existing debt obligations. But many Republicans vowed to vote against a higher limit in their campaigns, so the GOP is moving carefully, says Florida Congressman Tom Rooney.
Right now, I think everybody's sending a cautionary tone that we're worried about making the vote. That's not what the election was about last November. So if we can case this vote in a way that sort of also shows our seriousness for getting the debt under control, I think it'll be good for our party and good for the country.
Speaking of tone, everyone is talking about toning down the debates in Washington across the board in the aftermath of the shooting of Congresswoman Giffords. Senate Democrat Mark Udall and others are proposing to end the usual partisan divide in the seating of the members for the State of the Union address later this month. Republican Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy says it's an idea worth considering.
I think the action that you're seeing where members are now saying, hey, yeah, why don't we sit next to one another? We are all one house. That's the action that you'll see, and it doesn't take a call from somebody because nobody has it. I think you're going to find that people are willing to do it and wanting to do it, and not because someone's out telling them to do it.
But the first test of any change in tone must come as the House once again takes up the health care law, the one issue that was the most contentious in the last Congress. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Baltimore.